Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Apparently, this is a song from the movie you. White Chicks, which was released today in 2004. Wow. Over 20 years ago, 21 years ago. But everyone knows this song. Just being a top 40 hit song?
No.
Vanessa Carlton, A Million Miles, sure.
No one knows this
from White Chicks.
Everybody knows this is from White Chicks.
I don't think so. I have to agree to disagree.
Vanessa Carlton.
It's Vanessa Carlton.
Nobody even knows her.
Yeah. A big hit before White Chicks. I'm guessing many people have never seen the movie White Chicks. More people have heard this song just on their favorite radio station than in that movie.
Hawk, you're crazy.
Yeah. You know,
I speak the truth. A lot of people don't want to hear the truth, and I get it, but I do speak the truth.
Yeah, a lot of people, including you, don't want to hear the truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know the truth, and the sooner you know the truth, the better off you'll be.
Sometimes you can just take the L, you know? Like, sometimes you can just say, hey, you know what?
This song was a hit. It was a big hit before White Chicks. You're doing the same thing that you did with Tom Cochran, Life is a Highway, and I shoved that right up to your... and you don't seem to learn a lesson.
I think I was right about that, actually.
You were not right about that. You want to check it again? I mean, you have some whacked out version of Life is a Highway that did not chart higher than the Tom Cochran
the
version.
The Rascal Flatts version is not some whacked out version.
It did not chart higher.
Right, but you made it seem like nobody had ever heard the Rascal Flatts version, and perhaps I was wrong about which one charted higher. But it was very close.
Moving the goalpost.
It was very close. A lot closer than you thought.
Vanessa Carlton. Let me see when this song was released.
Vanessa Carlton.
1,000 Miles. Released in
2001. More people know.
So released in 2001.
More people know White Chicks than Vanessa Carlton's name.
2004. Yet this song charted in 2001. So what are we extrapolating there? That Mark is right again.
Uncle Mark knows.
If it charted,
what's her name? What's her name again?
Vanessa Carlton.
I forgot it. No one. More people know White. More people
see White. It's not
her. Vanessa Carlton. No. If you play Thriller, do you say, "Oh, that I don't know that guy"? No, that's Michael Jackson. Everybody knows it. Vanessa Carlton's not famous. The song's famous off the movie.
No, I'll give you a better example. Axel F. Right from Beverly Hills Cop.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Who's the singer? Who's the performer?
Nobody knows.
Exactly, because you only know the song from the movie. The song was never a hit until Beverly Hills Cop. It's Harold Faltermeyer, by the way. But
no one knows Harold Faltermeyer. Vanessa
had a hit song in 2002. Movie came out in 2004. How do you explain it? Oh, I know how to explain it. The song was popular on its own.
No.
All right, well, if you want to live with your head in the sand, knock yourself out. I'm just telling you truisms.
I never heard the song until Terry Crews sung it in White Chicks.
Yep.
Well, no one knows how that happened and what that even means. But I can tell you the song was a big hit in 2002. White Chicks wasn't even a thought in one of the Wayans brothers' heads.
You're crazy.
Regardless, I could talk about this all day, and I'm tempted to. But let's do headlines, because we went long in the last segment, so I want to get headlines out of the way. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
So do you guys care about the NBA Finals? Talking about it at all? Should I read some?
I don't know. It was weird. Did you see the social media thing going around of the difference between the celebration when the Panthers won the Stanley Cup versus when OKC won the title yesterday? It's like such a subdued reaction in the NBA versus what was going on the ice with the Panthers. I watched it. I watched from start to finish last night, that game. Like I was interested in it because it was a game seven. I don't feel moved by OKC, and I didn't feel moved by Indiana. And I'm not saying that anyone outside of Edmonton or South Florida was moved by the Panthers or the Oilers. Maybe I'm living in the moment. I thought the Panthers are out of the four finals teams, basketball and hockey. I thought the Panthers were the most compelling story out of all of them. But I wasn't moved by either team last night. I watched it because it was a game seven, and I felt bad when Halliburton went down, and I felt good for SGA when he got the MVP. I thought that was really cool. And I haven't given it much thought since.
Because it's really the deeper small market conversation of there's not a lot of people emotionally attached to Indiana or OKC. So now
great basketball city. I mean, Indiana, is the Hoosier State. I mean, it literally
Hoosiers.
Indiana basketball, it's one of the richest basketball histories, certainly college, in all of basketball history. I just didn't feel compelled by the team. You know what I mean? Like, you can have small market teams that you find compelling. I would argue to you that San Antonio, Greg Popovich and Tim Duncan and David Robinson. I mean, San Antonio is a small market team, but I thought they were compelling because of the characters. There was just nothing super compelling about Indiana or OKC to me.
And there were SGA is an MVP, so I don't want to not call him a star, but he's not a star.
Well, he's not doing what Michael Jordan did out there or what LeBron does out there. Yeah. I mean,
and he's not involved in anything. He doesn't have tennis shoes. He just like there's no big SGA attention. He just shoots middies. I made fun of it. I've made fun of it the whole time. Like, his game is boring as hell.
Well,
is boring as hell.
When the most common descriptor of your game is free throw merchant, then you're not exactly the round mound of rebound.
Yeah, he has a hell of a 18-footer and he gets to the line
I just said that as a lark. Did you not know, Solana, that Charles Barkley was the round mound of rebound?
Yeah, I knew that was going to get brought up because Kevin Rogers must have texted you, right? Is that what happened?
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, K-Rog. Appreciate that. I did not. He goes to me in the middle of game six of the Stanley Cup final. Oh, the round mound is here. And I'm like, who? He's like, the round mound of rebound? Solana, you don't know the round mound of rebound? And
yeah,
I know what he
texted me immediately.
I know what he did. He just brought it up because he knew I wouldn't know who it was so he could text you.
Did you know Barkley is the round mound of rebound, Crowder?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He plays into it in one of them commercials recently, but we knew it, you know, because he didn't have the best body physique, but he was a monster, and we knew why he got the name.
That's a bad nickname.
Anybody?
That's a bad nickname.
The round mound of rebound?
Yeah, it's too wordy.
Fair. I'm with you. You know, they used to call Daryl Dawkins from the 76ers. Remember Daryl Dawkins? Anybody?
No.
He was Chocolate Thunder. A great nickname.
Great nickname.
Chocolate Thunder.
Sounds like he should
nickname.
He should have OnlyFans. Chocolate Thunder.
Well, I'm with you. I think the most memorable part of the playoffs, Tyrese Halliburton. And then him getting hurt in game seven.
Well, what about his game winners throughout the playoffs?
Right,
that was, to me, like, yeah.
That it will be remembered more for the 2024-2025 postseason than the Oklahoma City Thunder. And even, you know, SGA becoming just the 11th player in NBA history to win a regular season and finals MVP in the same season, which is, like, it's only been done 11 times. But I'll say this. NBA just released some statistics regarding ratings. Game 7 last night, 16.35 million viewers became the most watched NBA Finals game since 2019. That was the season Kevin Durant tore his Achilles and the Golden State Warriors won in six over – excuse me, the Raptors beat the Golden State Warriors with Kawhi Leonard. So people tuned in last night.
No doubt. Somebody texts in, if Halliburton doesn't get hurt, it would have been compelling. Y'all thought the series would end early and it went seven.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the series itself wasn't compelling. I'm telling you that the players, the personalities, no one grabbed me as like someone that I've got to watch or right. I've got to watch the post game to see what he says. That, you know what I mean? Like it was a testament to them being teams. Because that, I think, is kind of the result of that. But I just didn't find it personality-wise compelling. And if you don't have a rooting interest on one of the sides, that's one of the things that you glom onto, I think, is personalities and that kind of stuff. Again, series was great. Went seven games. What more could you ask for?
Hawk, we talked about this. And what's your boy's name? Buzelis?
Oh, Montage Buzelis.
You Talk love Montage?
I'm interested in what you've got to say. Go ahead. Laura's
your son.
Anything
your son.
You have to say about Montage Buzelis and white chicks, lay it out here because I am in. Montage Buzelis, one of the most popular white people since Vanessa Carlton, who released 10,000 Miles in 2002, 2 years before white chicks.
You have attached your emotions to Montage Buzelis. I remember your son loved Steph growing up when he was little. Even being a Heat fan, going to Heat. NBA is based around fandom and players. NFL is based around team. You attach yourself to a team and you just stick to it. There is nobody on either of these teams that the nation is attached to. No one. There is not a kid going into fifth grade telling their mom, "Mommy, I got to get a Halliburton jersey for the first day of school." There's no, it's not.
Well,
that's
kids
what
in
it's
Indiana,
about.
In Indiana.
But a bigger picture where,
right.
where my kids love Steph.
Right.
Like, I know the players. My daughter, Hawk, I got to buy these damn Ja Morant shoes that cost $200 for a 12-year-old girl to play basketball because she loved Ja Morant.
Now, tell her about
she
Montage Buzelis.
She's not going to like Montage damn
well,
Buzelis.
Tell her about Montage Buzelis, will you?
They attach to people. There's not a lot of people to attach to.
Attach her to Montage Buzelis. Telling you.
I don't want my daughter to be attached to Montage Buzelis.
Well, what about TJ McConnell?
That the itsy bitsy spider was going off.
He was going off.
You saw him in the post game interview? He was like gutted. He's like, I just want to say.
Did you see Brian Geltzeiler's take on him, though?
No.
What's that?
Ryan Geltzeiler had sent out a tweet like, oh, everybody's in love with his game. He had like six crucial turnovers.
Yeah.
And like he kind of ripped it apart. Yeah.
Oh, no. They whoop his little ass, but he can play ball to be that size. He's like Steph. When you get a guy that's 6 feet where it's a tiny person playing with giants, people fall in love with him.
Speaking of tiny people, this Brad Marchand, if he's 5'8", man, I don't know what he's listed at. Like you see him get off the bus. That dude's small. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's a tiny dude. I thought he was bigger than what he was until I started seeing the off-the-ice pictures.
5'9 is what he's listed at.
That was listed at?
On skates, obviously.
My wife's 5'9". Him and Asia are the same height. It's crazy.
Yeah, no way he's
5'9". I'm going to send you some stuff about Montez Buzelis. Will you just show
I don't want anything about Montez Buzelis.
Just show her.
Show my daughter Montez Buzelis.
I'm just, if I send you a highlight package, will you show it to her?
Big fan of Steph and John Morant.
I put together a little sizzle reel of Montez Buzelis.
Hey, Ava, check out this Montez Buzelis.
Why can't she like Montez Buzelis?
She's not going to like Montez Buzelis.
Why? Why are you saying no for the client? What? I was in the slam dunk competition.
And he missed all his dunks. I don't think he got one dunk. How do you miss dunks?
Or he was setting up for a big surprise next year. Chess, not checkers.
He went 0-for-8 in the dunk contest.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hawk, for the first time now that SGA wins Finals MVP, by the way, to wrap up our NBA Finals coverage, which, of course, was focused on Montez Buzelis.
Sure, and the round mound of rebound.
The MLB World Series MVP, the NHL Conn Smythe Trophy winner, and the NBA Finals MVP winner were all Canadian.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Salute to Rob Pizzola and the great nation of Canada. Did you see everyone who tore their Achilles this year in the NBA wore number 0?
That's weird.
Dame. Tatum. Hallie.
Achilles.
And anyone else wearing 0?
Mm-hmm.
On a stick.
Finally, Tyreek Hill says he's going to bring Jalen Ramsey back to the Dolphins.
Oh, all right.
Taking a pay cut?
No, I think he's literally like going to tie him up, kidnap him, bring him to the Dolphins facility.
what's that movie called? Celtic Pride? Yeah. Or Kidnapped Him.
Great movie.
Yeah, well, that's your Dolphins update. Tyreek Hill at Fanatics Fest claiming that Jalen is his guy and he's going to figure out a way to keep him to stay.
There was a write-up on CBSSports.com. CBS sounds the panic meter on Dolphins 2025 NFL season.
He's going to keep him to stay.
I didn't even hear him say that.
He'll convince him to stay.
What does that mean?
Go take another phone call.
Don't keep him to stay.
Fanatics Fest looked really cool, by the way. Like, really, really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, they had everyone there. Everyone.
We were in New York when I was in, in Jersey last week? That was the start of Fanatics Fest. That's why we got the guests we had, because they were there for Fanatics Fest.
You on the outs with Fanatics?
Yeah, that Michael Rubin.
Do you not like you anymore?
We're not on the outs. We just ended the deal.
Right. Yeah. But is he like, you're not public enemy number one with him?
Oh, no. I've seen him. I've seen Ruben. I saw Ruben since we ended the deal and he was fine. Oh. I don't think he knows my name, but he smiled.
That guy's got limitless money because someone was saying to me, like, how much do you think they paid LeBron to be there? I'm like, doesn't matter. Like, he's not doing it for money.
No.
He's doing it because Michael Rubin asked him to.
Yeah, when you rent out a convention center and have 100,000 people flowing through a day that all paid, you're not really, you're just kind of being.
He said, Michael Rubin said they lost $15 million last year doing Fanatics Fest. He said, but he's not doing it for profit. He's doing it for virality. Like, everyone's talking about it, tweeting about it, and all that helps build the brand.
Yeah. Personally, I don't believe it, but I don't do the books.
Well, it was worth it if he lost another $15 million to see a video of Joe Burrow trying to throw a baseball. That was good. I enjoyed that.
Did he throw gas?
He threw like the girl who fainted before Salat's birthday. Post-faint.
Post-faint.
It doesn't appear Joe Burrow understands that the ball needs to get to the plate and what direction the plate is in. It was almost like Joe Burrow had his eyes removed. No longer has eyesight available to him.
Somebody goes, Hawkman, I disagree with you. Ask my mother if she knows the Rascal Flatts song. All of them will tell you it's from the movie Cars. Well, that was the debate we had a couple years ago on this show. The song was a huge hit. The Tom Cochran Life is a Highway song is a huge hit. I can't help it if you're all Johnny Come Latelys and you think that it's only popular. This is like when Vic Bermudez told me, oh, Sweet Caroline, that's a tradition at the University of Miami baseball game. Hey, I can't help it if you've never been to Fenway Park or saw a Red Sox game.
That's ridiculous.
But that's what he thought. But that's how anyone who thinks that song is popular because of the movie Cars, you're living in your own damn world. Hey, get the hell off my lawn.
So the John Cochran was 1991. Who is John Cochran? That's Johnny Cochran. That was
Johnny Cochran.
OJ's. Yeah. I hope he didn't sing it in 91.
Wait, guy who sang this isn't Johnny Cochran? Who the hell is Tom Cochran?
91 to 2006.
Right. So I'm just saying,
you had a long run with Tom Cochran of the song.
Sure.
The little, what's her name, Vanessa Calicio?
Yeah. That's right.
She had a three-year window until it was made famous by White Chicks.
But the song was more popular during that three-year window than before White Chicks. It would have charted higher If it gained popularity after White Chicks, it would have recharted. It never did. It charted in 2002 when she released the song.
You're not wrong about that, but I'll tell you what. That
wrong
song,
about anything.
That song wouldn't still be popular in 2025 if it was not in White Chicks. In other words, okay, maybe it had some popularity early 2000s, awesome, but if that song does not make an appearance in White Chicks, which is a cult classic and everybody's seen it, everybody loves it, then nobody would still be singing 1,000 Miles in 2025. Nobody.
Yeah. I don't think it's Terry 1,000 Cruz. Miles. Isn't it 10,000 miles?
Nah, it's 1,000 miles.
If I can walk into the sky, I know the words because of White Chicks.
And it doesn't matter what you do.
Black people know Vanessa Caruso's song because of White Chicks.
Yep.
That's fine. It doesn't make it more popular than when it was in 2002.
To get a whole race?
This is the meme of the black arm and the white arm coming together. And
Vanessa Carlton.
Vanessa Carlton, because, man, Crowder, right. Us white boys, oh, we love that movie. We love that song, too, man. We love that yes. song.
Great song.
Movie about white face. All the controversy with blackface, and now we have a white face movie.
Yeah.
That was it encapsulates togetherness.
Yeah. That was 2004 though. It wasn't, it's not now. It was 20 years ago.
I know, it brought people together.
Mm-hmm. Did it?
I dated a white girl.
White chicks.
I think it was a girl. I was in college when White Chicks came out. I was at UF.
How much did that movie gross?
Billion.
Couldn't have been more than
billion.
Billion, plural, Solana, billion.
That thing grows more than 30 million, right?
No, oh my goodness. Really?
Bro, box office, $113 million. Like that,
yeah.
That's crazy, no, man. That's
what were they, Solana, they were selling, they were selling like tickets for $1 million each? Who yeah. bought those tickets?
Solana, this is one he's wrong at, Solana. You're downplaying White Chicks' fame. White Chicks was crazy.
What do you? I'm downplaying it. 113.
No, Hawk is Hawk. Oh, right. Downplaying.
Right. No. Yeah.
$113 million. Nothing. Was nominated for 5 Golden Raspberry Awards, wow. including Worst Picture.
What, it got the Golden Raspberry? What?
I mean, literally the Worst Picture. It sounds Training. Terrible.
I think Training Day got a Golden Raspberry.
I mean, look at just look at the White Chicks Wikipedia page. You scroll down. There's a tab called Legacy, and this is the only sentence in Legacy. The song, 1,000 Miles by Vanessa Carlton, became heavily associated with Terry Crews for his performance of it in the film. Heavily associated, Hawk. It's in Wikipedia.
Well, if it's heavily associated, I had no idea. I just thought it was lightly associated with the movie. But if it's heavily associated, I'm going to have to rethink my position.
With two cultures coming together, it's a deeper meaning to White Chicks.
Sounds like cultural appropriation by the Wayans brothers.
And we'll go, and you had to swing the other way, you see?
Yeah. Swing this.
Ah.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE. Youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is hot in Miami right now. It's 90 degrees currently. Tonight, the lows, they will
be... Asking?
Yeah, I don't know. I truthfully have not looked at the weather app today. But
fill in the blank for the weather. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it is blank degrees out. Text us what it is.
I open up my weather app and I have the weather currently for Montevideo, Uruguay, 47 degrees. That is your weather.
Unseasonably chilly there in Uruguay. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll continue to talk about KD going to Houston.
Here you go.
Welcome to summer, everybody.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Everything that comes out of my mouth is generally wrong. I was reading.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Some Ask Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel. And there seems to be kind of a prevailing notion amongst Heat fans, which is, why Heat? Like, why would you make Kalel Ware and Niko Jovic untouchable? And yeah. Ira, no, it was Barry Jackson. Let me read you this tweet from Barry Jackson. I thought this was a fairly astute tweet. Let me find it. Barry Jackson from the Miami Herald. He says, if Ware and Jovic are viewed by the Heat as simply too valuable to trade for anyone except an in-his-prime perennial all-star, then I don't know how they can add a clear-cut number one to pair with Bam and Hero. And he's
great
right.
Point.
So... If you're the Heat, you don't want to give up Bam or Hero. But you're also saying a couple guys on the team who are young, we're not giving them up either. But we need someone to pair with Bam and Hero. But you can't have our young guys, the ones who are valuable. So just give us someone. And Barry Jackson saying, how are you going to, if those are your parameters... Again, by the way, I'm not making the case that the Heat should have made a deal for KD. But I do understand where the frustration would be, and I understand what Barry Jackson's saying there. If they're untouchable for an aging perennial all-star, and the only way you'd give them up is for a current, young, perennial all-star, how? It like, doesn't add up.
What are your assets?
Well, you've got Bam and Tyler.
But when I come to you like Phoenix did, okay, hey, this is a place Katie wants to be. We want to help him out. What do you have for us? Haywood Highsmith and Pella Larson. Like, really? What are you willing to give me? What are your assets? The first round picks? Not until 2094. Like, what are we willing to give up? Do we have anything?
By the way, Kalel Ware, Barry Jackson tweeted out, will be at the Heat draft party 7 p.m. this Wednesday at the Kaseya Center.
We'll be doing a show live from there, by the way, Tobin and I.
But, Solana, let's be honest. I know you have your attachment to the Heat. Jovich and Ware are, they could be a 1, 2, or 3 on the championship team.
Well, I don't think you could say definitively anything about Kalel Ware. I don't know. You know, it was a small sample size. It was fun. It was fun as hell when he was playing in there. Dude was out of the rotation completely for the first, 60% of the season. And then he was starting, and all of a sudden he was the favorite to be Rookie of the Year. So, I don't know. No, I don't think Nikola Jovic is going to be a 1, 2, or 3 on a title team. But it doesn't mean he's not going to be very good. Man, I just don't think the Heat wanted to pay Durant at that age. And I don't think...
I think that was it. Yeah. The weird thing is, though, Pat Riley said in the postseason press conference, we have no problem taking on an aging veteran. That doesn't scare us off at all. So he kind of gave conflicting stories there.
Well, maybe Kevin Durant was not the aging veteran that he had in mind. I mean...
Was it Russell Westbrook?
I don't know. I think we all just assumed it was Kevin Durant, and maybe in his mind it wasn't. But because he said those comments, guys... When I'm reading, prior to this trade going through, the difference between the Heat getting Kevin Durant or not and Phoenix accepting the terms was Kalel Ware, I thought in the back of my mind, yeah, that just doesn't sound right to me. There has to be something more. A pick. Maybe it was Tyler Hero, you know? Or maybe it was a collection of all the guys. But to see this reporting where they didn't even offer Ware or Nikola Jovic seems weird based on what Pat Riley told us. I don't think they wanted Kevin Durant. I don't know.
They wanted him at a bargain basement price.
But they weren't going to get him. Hawk, look at the haul that Phoenix sent to Brooklyn for Kevin Durant. And then fast forward to now, and Phoenix Suns fans are going to say, we gave up that entire haul, including Mikal Bridges, who helped the New York Knicks get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And all those picks that Brooklyn now has to end up with Terry Rozier, Andrew Wiggins, the 20th overall pick this year, and Haywood Highsmith and Jaime Jaquez Jr.? Like, Phoenix Suns fans, you want to talk about giving up? That would have been insane.
Weren't they done with that roster anyway? Like, it didn't go anywhere.
But, Hawk, they're not. Look at the move that they just made. Look, you can argue night and day whether you think Dylan Brooks or Jalen Green are going to help you be competitive, but the Phoenix Suns clearly wanted to remain competitive. And look, they have Devin Booker, they have Bradley Beal, and then they just added Jalen Green, who's a 23-year-old with all-star potential. They got a top-10 pick, and they have Dylan Brooks, who can help any team with his defense and shooting ability. Like, that's a good team. Are they going to win a title? No. But that's still a good team.
Yeah. Good team.
Assets and liabilities. That's what life is based on. Business is based on. I think our assets are not assetting.
No, they are. Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero are your two best assets. And then you have the B level, which is Kalel Ware and Nikola Jovic, but they're probably a package deal, right? Like, you move both of them, you can be in the conversation. You move one of them, you're on the cusp of the conversation. Bro, the Heat did not want Kevin Durant, man.
You know what they say. First one in sets the market.
Who says that?
Well, I heard you say it, and I don't know. I don't know why, because the guy was just telling you he's a fan of the show. But regardless, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. I have talked about Atlantic Men's Clinic on this show. And when I go there, I always say, first one in sets the market. Give me my shot. And they go, what? And I go, yeah, I'm from the Hockman and Crowder show.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Socrates once said, you don't know what your body can do until it does it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.